Hi everyone, I'm Gwenda.
And I'm Doris.
In this episode, we'll explore the four threads of our daily challenge. I'll lead you to explore the first one, which is how did your challenge remind you of the 16 things to stop doing, and which one in particular and why? And the second one I'll lead you to explore is the seventh one. Would you recommend this challenge to others? Why or why not?
And I will lead you guys to know about how did your experience with the challenge conform or reject any of the findings here. The second one is, do you control your technology or does your technology control you?
Hello everyone, I'm Gwenda. Today's show will be about a technical challenge me and my partner Doris picked to do in 5 days. We chose to send a 2 to 3 minute voice recording to a friend or family member who lives outside of Singapore. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. This challenge reminds me of the 16 things everybody should stop doing in order to be successful, especially the 13th one, which is stop putting off what's most important. I think for me right now, the most important thing is to spend more time with my family through social media. For example, this challenge gives me more opportunities to talk with my family and chat with them by just sending them voice records every day. I think family is actually the most important people in our lives. We should really, really appreciate them and appreciate the time we spent with them, because it's very precious, especially for me. Every day I'll just, because family is the ones who always support you and always give you the best suggestions and always comfort you when you're feeling down. So I think it's really, really important to spend more time with your family. And this challenge makes me able to spend more time with them. So I really appreciate this. To illustrate this idea, let's listen to my record on the second day of the challenge. Today is the second day of our buddy challenge, and it's March the 2nd. I think, technology has made our relationship closer, because when we were at home, I didn't talk that much with my grandma, but through technology, I sent her voice record every day, and we're closer, we talk more. I would recommend this challenge to others because, firstly, this challenge make our relationship with our family closer, with our family and friends closer, because every day we send voice records to each other and we know what happened to each other every day. So it makes our relationship closer, and we talk more. Also, secondly, this makes us more convenient to chat with each other. For example, if we don't use voice record, it's really, 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 really inconvenient for us to chat with words, because we cannot communicate with each other so well through words. However, from voice recordings, we can share our ideas frequently and talk more with each other. My partner emphasizes this perspective during her day 5's record. Let's listen to it.
Hello, it is the last day of our challenge, and I think I can still doing it. Because using voice recording to connect with my family is more convenient than typing words, and it's faster than typing words. And next question, I think it's relevant. And technology influenced my life a lot, because if people don't use technology, they might writing a letter, and it will take months to send a letter and receive it. So it's much useful than that. From the article in the link, I agree with the idea of teenagers would rather text their friends than talk to them in person. Through our challenge, we also use phones or laptops to communicate with our friends and parents. I think it is convenient to talk like this. We can even send some emotion package to show our feelings by texting. But talking face-to-face is still a best way to communicate with others. To understand this idea better, let's listen to day 3's reflection. So it's the third day, and I think I will be able to do this challenge for a whole month. But I find that if I use the voice recording more, I will miss them more. Because I can hear their voice, but I can't see them in reality. I think my technology is controlled by me, because I am the one who uses the technology, but not the technology is using me. I think technology do influence our daily life a lot in many ways. To illustrate this idea, let's listen to the fourth day of my challenge audio recording. And it's the fourth day of our challenge. About the voice recording. I think if it's not a challenge, I can still keep doing it, and I will still keep going with it. Because through this challenge, I can tell my family that about my details, like the details about my life. And they can know my school life, my friendship, and everything happened in my life.